T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line is a man who knows more about football than all of us put together. Works at Comcast Sports. You know what? Actually, he knows a lot about a lot of sports.
Yes, he does.
And music. The great Ruben Frank is on the line from Comcast Sports. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
4 days, Rube, and we got some training camp. Are you ready for training camp?
Bring it on. It's about time.
Boy, it sure. Doesn't it seem like forever, Rube, between seasons?
Well, because it's been forever, because they don't go to the playoffs anymore. So, yeah.
I like a bitter scribe. All right, let's start with this, Rube. You wrote an interesting piece yesterday. When Doug Peterson came out and said that he thinks the current Eagles have as much talent as the teams in the late 90s, the Packer teams that went to the Super Bowl, did he put a bullseye on his back?
Yeah, you know, it was an uncharacteristic comment for him. He doesn't really say a whole lot when you talk to him. But, listen, if this team has that much talent, you're talking about a team with, you know, Leroy Butler and Reggie White and Brett Favre and Dorsey Levens and Antonio Freeman. I mean, those were loaded teams. They went to the playoffs every year. They won playoff games every year. They got to 2 Super Bowls. They won one. So if this team goes 8-8 or 9-7 and doesn't make the playoffs, then if they had that much talent, then whose fault is it? It's the head coach's fault. So Doug's basically saying we have enough talent to win 10, 11 games, make a playoff run, win a playoff, and maybe get to the Super Bowl. And if we don't, it's my fault. That's essentially what he said.
Well, Rube, I can't argue with that logic. That's exactly what – so why would he say it? I mean, does he have that deep a belief in the talent on the team, or does he not realize that he's put himself in a bad spot himself?
You'd have to ask him that, but, I actually thought I misheard him, and when he was done with the interview, I went up to him. I was like, did you just say what I thought you said?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he knew what he was saying. It's great that he believes in the players around him. I do think they've upgraded the talent level at a lot of positions pretty significantly, and I think they do have a good roster, competitive team. So it's good that he believes in him. I'm a little surprised he said it, but, they should win 10 games. They should go to the playoffs, and, hopefully he's right.
Well, here's what I want to know, Rube. You covered sports for a long time. Does Doug Peterson know what he's doing?
No.
He doesn't? He really does. That's such a quickie. Listen, I wasn't ready for that answer, Rube.
I wasn't either. I think he's got a lot to prove this year. I think it's a big year for him. I think he did some things really well last year. You know, the team was always ready to play. They played hard. The guys obviously like him. He's a good guy. I think when you have guys on a losing team playing hard late in the season, that's a good sign. So I think that part of it's in place. The part as far as making split, on game day, you got to make how many split-second decisions as a head coach? Like, 100.
Yep.
I think Monday through Saturday, I think he's probably a hell of a coach. I think Sundays he's got to prove that he can make those split-second decisions, that he's not going to throw the ball 70 times a game, that he's not going to have his quarterback coming out of concussion protocol lead blocking on a running play. That he's going to kick the field goal when it's the right move, that he's going to go for it on fourth down when it's the right move, kick the extra point. Those kind of things concern me. He did not do well at those split-second decisions last year.
You're describing complaints we had with Andy Reid forever. That's all I saw.
I was looking at Reid. I was going, this is Andy Reid. The stuff we said about Andy.
Andy always won Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
There are a lot of the same issues.
Crazy.
Again, Andy won 10 playoff games, Doug went 7-9. So, let's see. I mean, Andy got somewhat better at those things, at some of them. We got to see if Doug will.
Well, Rube, this is one thing I've learned about you, that you really, probably more than the average guy covered a team, really, really holds a team to playoff games and playoff wins. I've learned that from reading you and talking to you. And they haven't won a playoff game since 08. Is that right? Is it 08?
Since the heyday of the Chris Gokong era.
All right, so what you're basically saying is, until you start winning playoff games, you haven't really accomplished anything. Is this team capable of winning one playoff game this season?
I think so. I think if Wentz progresses the way I think he will, and the new receivers are what I think they will be, then I think the answer is yes. At some point, you got to sit there and say that's the standard, right? It's not going 8-8, 7-9 every year. And
true.
You know, there's only three players even active in the NFL who have won a playoff game wearing an Eagles jersey. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing. You know, that's amazing.
So, I mean, it's time. And I think Howie went out, and considering the cap issues this team faced going into the offseason, he got him help in a lot of areas. And so I think, you know, listen, it used to be that we were disappointed when they lost an NFC championship game. So I think that's got to be the standard we get back to, where, you know, the expectation is to go out there and win playoff games. It's been too long. I mean, 9 years, it's ridiculous to go that long, almost a decade, without even winning a single playoff game.
You're right. So I guess my last thing, Ruben, this really addresses directly the security or lack of security that Doug Peterson has. Given that, I mean, he was shunted aside the whole offseason, the whole draft time. He appeared to have very little role in the evaluation of talent or the formation of this roster. Do you have any read at all on how Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie feel about Doug Peterson as their head coach?
That's a great question. I think we'll find out the answer to that in January. But, how do you think they feel? I think that Doug has a lot to prove, and I think they understand that. And I think there were things that Doug did last year that I'm sure disappointed. And listen, when you get out to a 3-0 start,
yep.
You know, I mean, you got to build on that and really make a run at something. So I think what happened over the next 11 weeks had to be really disappointing. And I know first-year coach and all that, but, you know, things are different these days. You know, coaches win in year one and year two now. It's not like you get 5 years to rebuild. You know, like in the old days, you know, you got to do something by year two. And I mean, even Rich Kotite won a playoff game in his second year, you know? And so, you know, Ray Rose won a playoff game in his first year, you know, Andy got to the conference semis in his second year. So, you know, it's not a situation where I think if, you know, they're going to give Doug more time, if he doesn't get the job done this year, you don't get 3 years, 4 years anymore. I think he's got to do it this year, or I think they'll make a change.
All right, I got one last thing, because you are also extremely knowledgeable in basketball, among other things. I mean, you could talk music for 5 hours and blow everybody away. But Rue, 5 years from now, who will be a bigger star in Philadelphia, Carson Wentz or Joel Embiid?
Well, that's a great question. I worry about Embiid's health. So I think the easy answer is Wentz. You know, he played every game last year. He's a tough dude, man. I think that's something we didn't really give Carson Wentz enough credit for last year. You know, what did he miss? One snap all year? I mean, he got annihilated in a lot of games. You know, you're a sitting duck when you're throwing 60, 70 times. So I think he proved he can, you know, he can go out there 16 games a year for the long haul. I think Embiid, as much as gosh, I love his potential. I love his personality. I love everything he brings to the table. He's such a tremendous – I mean, he has something that Wentz doesn't have as far as, you know, just that personality off the field. But I'd have to say Wentz, just because I worry about Embiid's health.
Tremendous, as usual, Ruben Frank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.